This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in episode 153 of our podcast, I'd like to talk about our brand, Crisis Playbook. Now, the background for Crisis Playbook is that several years ago, when we were really getting BrightPath established and our business was growing, we had a number of smaller businesses come to us and wanted us to help them create crisis management, crisis communications, and emergency plans for their organization. And that's not really something that we were well set up to do, but we did realize that we had the expertise to be able to create something like this. So we created a separate brand, which we've now brought fully into BrightPath and integrated into our website after being a standalone product for many years. And we've updated these plans. And so I want to take a little bit of time and talk about what these are and how they might be of use to you. The idea behind Crisis Playbook is this: that developing custom crisis management, crisis communications, and emergency plans for your company is really an expensive and time-consuming proposition. And that's why we've taken the time to develop a comprehensive set of crisis and emergency plans that you can immediately put to use in your organization. Our Crisis Playbook plans were written by our battle-tested experts in crisis management, business continuity, and crisis communications here at BrightPath. And we provide with this access to our expert advice and support on a 24/7 basis. Now, what's in these plans? Well, the plans really have three big components. The first is that they have an emergency checklist. It's an execution-focused guide that's intended to be used at the location of a crisis. That could be a retail store, a school, or a branch office. The checklists are intended for the local leader to execute step-by-step in the event of an emergency. They focus on steps required to protect the local staff or visitors and facility until additional leadership guidance from a corporate leader is available. The second component is there's a corporate protocol. For more complex situations, the corporate protocols are really a resource for senior leaders or crisis managers to lead your team step by step through an assessment of this threat or incident and then determine the right response. It positions your organization to get in front of the issue and protect your team, your customers, and your reputation. The protocols provide support to the impacted locations, they prevent additional pressure on the broader company, and they ensure that the crisis and communication functions are well integrated. These corporate protocols include a simplified corporate crisis management framework, a communications checklist and messaging, templates, holding statements, and then an after-action process and a form to capture lessons learned. The third component in our more complex situations is a communications response. So because during a crisis, of course, time is of the essence. Internal and external audiences expect to hear from your organization in record time. Early and consistent communication is important to keep key internal and impacted audiences informed. When the media calls, after all, what do you say? Our plans ensure a coordinated response, giving you internal and external messages in complex crisis situations. Plans include holding statements to use before, during, and after an incident. Post-incident messages are included to provide guidance to your organization's leaders following an incident. It's a component of crisis communications that's often overlooked. So three big components: emergency checklists, a corporate protocol, and communications response and messaging. The Crisis Playbook plans are offered in three tiers. Our basic plans give you a PDF. It's a Crisis Playbook branded version of the plans. You get the corporate process, the communications response, and the emergency checklist. And these basic level plans cannot be edited or modified, but they give you a good starting point for small organizations, and they might fulfill many of your needs. Our enhanced level plans are helpful when you want to take that information and then customize or build upon it to make it your own. You might want them to add specific roles or org charts or branding or supplement these plans with additional steps that are unique to your organization. It's the same information, but now it's in an editable format, so Microsoft Word, that allows for you to customize and make this your own. And then finally, our custom level plan includes the same content plus up to 12 hours of customization from our team. We'll work with you to understand your needs and we'll edit the plans accordingly. The final custom plan will be delivered as well in an editable format so that you can continue to make changes, improvements, and updates as your needs change over time. Now, we offer plans around a number of scenarios. Those include complex plans for active shooter, active assailant, food and product recall, protests aimed at your company, violent attacks aimed or that happen in your organization or on your property, and fatalities. We also offer an emergency response guide. The emergency response guide contains a number of more basic plans that are more geared at the emergency checklist level. And these cover blood and bodily fluids, building threats, chemical spills and exposure, civil unrest, earthquakes, elevator entrapments, evacuation, fire, flood, hurricane, media on site, medical emergency, robberies, severe weather like a tornado or other situation, and utility problems. We also offer other value-added services to help you in a critical moment. The first is that critical moment support. We know that the impact of unexpected critical events are significant and can have long-lasting effects on your organization. Your values, your practices, and your strategies can be profoundly impacted by these critical moments. We can support you in this immediate crisis situation as a member or as a leader of your crisis management and communication team, or just simply as an advisor to your executives. We have, as you may know, deep expertise in crisis situations of all types globally. Violent attacks, threats of workplace violence, reputational campaigns, proxy contests, and other high-stakes situations are our bread and butter. The second is we provide ongoing crisis support on a retainer basis, where you get guaranteed availability and response times. And that's another service that we can provide. And of course, we have our general crisis management and crisis communication services. Our crisis playbook plans are available today on our website. You can go to brightpath.com/crisis-playbook. Or if you go to crisisplaybook.com, I believe that will redirect you directly to the crisis playbook landing page. And you can learn more about the plans and what's in them and the costs and how you can go about that. I hope you'll check out Crisis Playbook at crisisplaybook.com. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.